Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
BT and Sal back on the fan, continuing with your calls on this big Yankees day. Max Fried will be introduced as a member of the Bronx Bombers coming up at noon. We'll have all the coverage as we throw it out there. Live coverage with Susan Wolman. 888-808-1019 is the number to call us. Until then, I mentioned BT before the break, before we get back to the calls here, about Bregman. Just the player. Forget, because I think a big reason for me, and I'm assuming you the same thing, but I'd be curious your answer here. A big reason why I wouldn't want Bregman is because of what he's going to cost. I don't want to commit 6 years, whatever it is, 180. I don't even know what he's going to end up getting, but something like that.
I think it's more than six. I think seven.
Okay, right. So you're talking about a big commitment. If you take that out of the equation, the player himself for a year or two, I mean, that to me is appealing. Bregman's got guts.
Mm-hmm.
He's a terrific defensive player. He's postseason proven. I don't think he's going to be intimidated by New York or any kind of pressure, the pinstripes or all that stuff. And he's not declined. Like, there's a slow decline in some of his numbers, but that's from a really high level of production. Like, you know, career 270 hitter, he hit 260 last year. Okay, he's going to hit 25 homers, probably driving over, you know, 75 runs, whatever, similar to what he's done the last couple years. I think you take that, you pencil him in, that's a solid third baseman. Forget the contract. Would you be okay with just the player Bregman for the next couple of years?
Okay, I think there's two things that the Yankee fan has to process. Number one, the cheating scandal for me means nothing. If you can play, if you're a game, if you're a ball, I mean, I won't say it means nothing. I mean, pertaining to this, it means nothing. Of course, it bothered me in real time. Yeah, so that means nothing to me. The other thing would be, and you addressed this, the length of any deal for Bregman. It's a massive problem. I mean, you know, if he had a couple of years to go on his deal and it was an acquisition, but you're going to start out with a 7-year deal or so, I know he could pick it. What, do you put him in the two spot in front of Judge? You would imagine his numbers go up higher.
Yeah.
Battle tested, a winner, postseason proven, glove, which matters with the pitchers that they have. I talk about this. You know, that's why I'm even okay with Arenado, because Arenado's defensive metrics show there's been no drop. So,
but Bregman's a better...
Oh, he's definitely a better baseball player.
Right, but and I'm obviously going to pay for it. Like,
oh,
Arenado,
God, yeah. Right. Yeah, you might even get the Cardinals to eat some of that money, like the Cubbies ate the $5 million for Bellinger here, but third base is paramount here. I think third base is kind of overlooked if you have a guy that could really, you know, really rake. But with some of the pitchers that they have, most notably now the addition of Max Fried as a slider cutter kind of guy, a lot of ground balls to third base. And if you have somebody who's a butcher over there, that's a problem. So in a long way, I really don't want Bregman for a lot of baseball reasons, given the long term. And the other thing, if this was not the case, then I would probably go the other way. And I do think they are in play for Bregman, which I don't necessarily agree with. I looked at his spray chart here. I'm looking at it right now. Every single hit he had this past season, if you go from center field to the right field foul pole, four home runs. Four.
Oh, he's a pull hitter.
Well, I mean, there's pull hitters, and then there's somebody who never goes oppo, and that's him. And that power is not going to play the way it played in Houston, and he wasn't like a 40-home run guy there anyway.
Right,
so
you get uptick from Bellinger because of the power with short porch and Ryan, maybe you lose a little bit of Bregman. I just feel like if the Yankees are going to go all in, here's what maybe I'll meet you in the middle. I don't think their lineup is going to be as good without Juan Soto, but that's old news. Soto was gone. Okay, well, Bellinger is in. We agree that they need Walker minimum at first base, and I just think he's a better fit for multiple reasons. He's an all-around, he's got the glove, short-term deal, just feels like a better fit for the Yankees. If they, on top of that, added Bregman and I guess Arenado to a lesser extent, at least now you've got some...
Bregman and Arenado?
No.
Or Arenado. One or the other. Gotcha.
Walker
okay.
and...
Gotcha.
Walker and either Bregman or Arenado.
I'm pumped. It's a phenomenal... Well, now, it's a phenomenal offseason.
Yeah, well, look at the team. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to work out. Who the hell knows? But at least you have proven commodities in holes that you had at first base and third base. Again, they have to come here in New York and prove themselves, sure, but... give me your lineup right now, Yankee lineup. Like, to me, it's
okay.
not.
I'll do
and
it
you,
for you.
You said Bregman if they get. Let's say that they get Bregman or Arenado.
Okay, Bregman or and Walker.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, that's not going to happen. Arenado. I think they're getting Walker. I think they're done after that.
I think if they get Walker, I think Arenado's still in play.
Okay.
Because it's cheaper. I don't think if they get Walker that Bregman's still in play. I'm going to meet you halfway there.
Okay.
All right. So. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So then
five,
let's do
six,
it with Arenado.
Seven,
let's
eight,
say
nine.
Walker Arenado, just
right.
to clean it up a little bit.
I'm going to start with, he's going to have to prove he belongs here. I'm going to start with Volpe in the one spot, opening day.
I actually like that better than Jazz myself.
I'm going to probably go Bregman to, I'm going to definitely go, we're saying Arenado.
Yeah, Arenado,
okay.
Yeah. You got to go Belly there, no?
You could, because he can run. I could also go Bellinger 5, but I'm doing this on the fly.
Do you want somebody that could run
field.
In front of Judge?
Well, I mean, that would be Jazz Chisholm. I mean, so that's why I was kind of debating, do I put Jazz number 2?
What about Jazz 1, Judge 2?
I like Jazz. I don't like him as much in a leadoff spot.
But I guess my question is, if you have somebody that could run in front of Judge, doesn't that hurt, maybe messes with Judge a little bit? And also, if a guy's stealing second base, you just walk Judge.
Yeah, I mean, those are things that certainly are true. I mean, you've got to be very cognizant of that. But I'm just going to...
Okay.
So, but in broad terms, I'm going to build this out here.
Yep.
I'm going to go Volpe at short, Bellinger at center, Judge in right, Walker at first. Bellinger...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Pardon me.
Jazz
at second. So I got Volpe, Bellinger, Judge, Walker, Jazz.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna go Austin Wells here.
You got Stanton. We're forgetting too.
I got you. Austin Wells is gonna rip
right.
this year. Then I know that they won't hit Stanton 7. I would. Stanton 7th. Then I'm gonna go. Who am I missing?
Yeah, Dominguez and Arenado.
Then I probably go Arenado 8, Dominguez 9.
Yeah,
so,
I would still probably try to have a Wells maybe protecting Judge So maybe you move Judge up.
Well, Walker's the more accomplished hitter. So why wouldn't you want the more accomplished hitter protecting Judge? That doesn't mean as much to me. Yeah. I mean, it used to, but now you got to face three batters, whatever.
You could also have Bellinger in between those two.
You could. So again, Volpe, Bellinger, Judge, Walker, Jazz, Austin Wells, Stanton, Arenado, and Dominguez.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good
lineup. That's a much better lineup than last year, which is my only point.
But that's with adding. Well, I still am not, as an opponent of that lineup, I still am not fearing that the way that I feared Soto / Judge by that combination.
Okay.
But this clearly is a more balanced team where you got guys that can play their positions, play defense, some guys that could run a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not that threatening lineup that Soto and Judge would pose, but you have a balanced lineup, a deep lineup, and also you're not relying heavily on the younger guys, although Volpe in this spot would be the leadoff hitter. What the hell was I going to say there? There was something else that I thought I was going to add.
You throw the Arias thing out there, that's kind of floating out there.
Well, also, this is with Walker and Arenado. Like, that's...
Understood.
But I'm saying it's still two major pieces away. Everybody's saying, well, Yankees have had a great offseason so far. Have they?
So far they have. We're grading on the so far, and then is this all they're going to do? So far, they've had a phenomenal offseason, in my opinion. If this is it, then they have not had a phenomenal fall. I mean, you got to get a first baseman.
Right.
Every great Yankee championship team, really, ironically, outside of the 70s, when it was more Chris Chambliss, who was good and was clutch, but wasn't really anything special, you had Tino. Come on, we know the first. You had Mark Teixeira. You need a first baseman.
Joseph is calling from Charlotte. What's up, Joseph?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys? As you guys know, huge Mets fan, but I got to say what the Yankees are doing is tremendous. I think their lineup right now is probably better than it was last year. Their team, sorry. The team is better than it was last year. They got the best rotation in baseball. I don't want to hear the Dodgers.
It is the Dodgers. It's not even close, actually. What do you mean?
Trust me, it's close. They got three frontline starters right now.
The Dodgers have everything. The Dodgers are loaded. Come on now, Joseph. You could say the Yankees have a great rotation. They're not as good as the Dodgers.
It's all right. It's arguably one of the two best. Bullpen, one of the best. I mean, their lineup. If they add Walker and or Bregman and Arenado, they got the best team in baseball, in my opinion. And I don't care about the Dodgers lineup.
Hey, what do you mean you don't care about the Dodgers lineup? I don't understand that
argument. It's longer. The Dodgers are top heavy. The Yankees, and I hate the Yankees, trust me. I grew up in the
Mets. Has nothing to do with that. You have to acknowledge how great
they are. But I have to give them their props. If they add Walker and they add
It's a pretty
Arenado,
big if, though. No, Joseph, and thank you for the call. I mean, let's not dismiss the Dodgers, and let's not just start adding guys. Like, those are big ifs. I told you, BT, I'll agree with you that the Yankees have had a terrific offseason if, in fact, they add a legitimate first baseman and third baseman. And so those are big ifs. I think they get one. I don't think they're getting both. And also, let's not make it like the Dodgers aren't loaded every which way possible. I hate the Dodgers, but come on.
The Dodgers are absolutely stacked, and there's no way I'm going to engage in this. The Yankees are better than the Dodgers. The Dodgers just rolled the Yankees in the World Series. That is a dumb conversation for now.
Exactly. It doesn't mean the Yankees couldn't beat them.
Yeah, no, of course, 100%.
On paper,
yeah.
The Dodgers are top heavy. Dude,
think about the way he started his call, because you're right, they have more to do, and that's really the genesis of this conversation. But he started with the Yankees have the best rotation in baseball. Okay, if you want to say the Dodgers with getting Blake Snell and now obviously Ohtani and Glasnow.
Yeah.
No, I won't even really debate you there. It's very close, but it's 1, 2, or 3. And then and that is without any other moves. That's incorporating the moves they've already made. So it's not like, well, if they get that guy, it's going to... No, they got the guy, and they got the reigning rookie of the year, and they got Gerrit Cole, and they got Clark Schmidt. Yanks rotation is phenomenal.
You have no concerns about Fried in New York? West Coast guy.
You know what, Sal?
Pitching in Atlanta.
It's always interesting. I will show those concerns or reserve. I have no reservations now. I did early, and I said that to you. I'm like, does he really want a pitcher? And then once they got him, really the impetus behind him coming here was that he wanted the Bronx.
Right.
So if you want this, it doesn't mean he can't get here and say, oh boy, I didn't think it was quite this intense. Sure. I mean, anything's possible, but he was proactive in wanting the Yankees. So that tells me that he'll be fine. But again, what the last caller addressed, it's not what they have to do. Yankees rotation's phenomenal. Bullpen's phenomenal. Best player in baseball. Now you got a guy. And listen, I know that this doesn't matter right now, but I'm looking at some of the Bellinger stuff early and some of the StatCast stuff. If he played all the balls that he hit last year, if he was a Yankee, he'd have 7 more home runs. Does it mean it's going to happen in 2025? No. But if he's healthy, you could book it. 25 minimum bombs, 20 steals, and he's going to have a decent average. He's not going to strike out a lot. And think about the Yankees' holes for years. Empty at bats, swinging for the fences, striking out. Yankees are just more circular. It is Cashman's crushing it.
And we'll have Max Fried's press conference coming up at noon right here on The Fan.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.